Right. Ordinance Amendment Number 3 is Chapter 18, Article 3, Utilities. An amendment to the city's utilities ordinance establishing regulations for small wireless facilities within public rights of way.
I'll open a public hearing. Does anyone wish to speak in favor of this ordinance? Anyone wishing to speak in opposition to the ordinance? Any speakers pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is now closed. You've heard the reading. What is the wish of council? Councillor York.
I move passage of ordinance number 3 and would like to speak to it.
Councillor York moves passage of ordinance amendment number 3 and would like to speak to it.
I would just like to say again, this is a baseline starting point for us as far as what we're able to do to put some ordinance to protect us in the future. So this is just the first piece of work that we're doing, and there's more to come.
Further discussion. Councillor Austin.
May I move to suspend the rules so we can speak to the city planner, Rutland?
Councillor Austin has requested to suspend the rules so we can call up our city planner. Any objection? Seeing none, we'll hope one's on.
Sandy can tell you which one's on. He's just going to the podium.
Keep it simple.
Thanks. You're going to have to raise that microphone really tall, though. I don't want to fight here today. Thank you. So obviously, lots of concern around this. And I really appreciated your presentation that you did previously for us. And I was hoping that, given some of the comments that we've heard, if you could address, are there areas of this that you would like to immediately be able to add to or to change or to, you know, what from your professional standpoint and where we are right now, how do you see this? Just a small question.
Sure. Yes. Rhett Lamb, I'm the city planner. I think some of the comments you heard tonight around the health issues are, to the best of my knowledge, still off the table with respect to designing standards or implementing our own regulations. That is still, as far as I'm aware, outside the authority of city government based on the original 1996 Telecommunications Act and other rulings and case law. So what you heard about health-related concerns, we may all be concerned about. We may all have our own conclusions to draw from that information. But until we're allowed as a local government to regulate based on those concerns or those issues, I would suggest that those are not the type of standards we would want to introduce into this legislation or into this this local ordinance. I would say that noting the concern that people have with respect to with the technology, we might want to consider a public notice requirement in the ordinance. Right now, there is none. That was done really probably by design on my part because the timeframes of issuing licenses are pretty quick. Once these applications have been determined to be complete, which is the role of the city clerk, you have 60 days to approve it or to render a decision, and 90 days if it's a new facility. 60 days for one that's co-located, 90 days for one that is a new facility. That's a pretty quick turnaround to require a public hearing or give public notice. But I think public notice probably is a something we would want to look at because people have some concern and would want to share their thoughts about an individual installation that's proposed in front of the city council. I think there are a couple other areas we could look at as well, but those are the ones that came to mind hearing some of the comments this evening.
Other questions for Rhett? Need clarification? Thank you, Rhett. We will now return to regular session. And is there further discussion on ordinance number 3?
I would like to consider the timeline for implementation. If this passes tonight, it goes into effect in how many days, Stuart?
30.
30 days. So there is still, the bottom line for me is that there is still 30 days of zero regulation whatsoever, that they don't even have to tell us it's happening. And that is really concerning to me. If we wanted to pursue something like a moratorium, we can't realistically even do that tonight. I don't think. The city attorney's not here. I don't feel comfortable necessarily proceeding with that this evening. So that means that that won't happen for 30 days. And whatever procedure, you know, might come behind that. So I would encourage council to consider this as a work in progress. I think that some of the things in here, as described in some of the comments that we had, absolutely could be augmented or changed. But I think getting this ball rolling will, again, at least put these companies on notice that we are aware they exist, that we have standards and procedures, and that they can't just come in sort of under the cover of night to start installing things that folks do obviously have concerns about. So I don't see any of this as being written in stone. Anything in the ordinance we can change if we need to down the road. But I would love to see us pass this tonight, because then we can look at adding to other standards or even considering a moratorium that otherwise isn't going to go into effect immediately anyways.
Further discussion?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate Mary's not here to talk about moratorium. And I would like to see if we can have her follow up tomorrow to see what the actual rule is.
Yeah, Mary's out of town till I believe Thursday, but I'll follow up with her by the end of the week.
And further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk is recognized for the vote.
Councilor Lachman.
Yes.
Councilor Kellett.
No.
Mayor McClellan Roof.
Yes.
Councilor York.
Yes.
Councilor Austin.
Yes.
Ordinance number 3 passes 4-4, 1 opposed. Kellett.